morning.
Good morning.
looks like everyone has already been here before, so I just wanted to mention that Geshe-la has been teaching on the mind training texts, 7-point thought transformation, but we didn't get around to that today. We just talked about different meditations, including the physical one in 14 movements, the one from Thailand. We did that one this morning. And he talked about, you know, disturbing thoughts, negative thoughts about what brings us happiness and what brings us, you know, suffering or complications and things like that. So, and we also did 9-round breathing and concentration breathing meditations. And about the practice of vigilance, introspection, sort of the mind, watching the mind. So that's basically what he talked about this morning. So we'll be saying some prayers in the Gold Prayer Book. And the first one is on page 183, the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra. I don't know if you've ever read the description, but it's just amazing, so fabulous. If you want to do the visualization that just says, you might read it before we do the mantra. if you have just a reminder to put your phones on mute or vibrate, and we're still in the month of Sakadawa. It ends on June 16th. So if you walk around one time around the stupa, it's like you walk 1,000,000 times around the stupa. And if you spin the prayer fields on the outside of the building, then it's like you turn them 1,000,000 times each. I forgot how many there are. 7? I don't know if there's how many prayer wheels there are. So it would be that many million mantras. Spins would be that million more times the number of mantras there are in each prayer wheel. So that's just really amazing. So important is to keep our mind positive, since since it is Sakadawa, it would really be, multiplying it 1,000,000 times too, also to have it negative. So we try to keep our minds positive. Okay, so we'll just keep our, try to still our minds for the business of getting here. And the children are welcome to come up front if they like. And they'll be dismissed right after the few prayers we say in the morning. Okay. Okay, if you'll please turn to page 183 in the Gold Prayer Book, 183. You see a mantra between the two lines. Oh, that's tense. Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra 3 times. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Turn to page 34. And let's read the 4 measurables in the middle of the page. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now flip to page 237. And let's chant the 4 measurables chanting version in Tibetan. Sen chen tam se de wa dong de we yung. Gloria Mater Deo Domine Vobiscum. Chant the Chenrezig mantra right below that 8 times, and then Green Towers mantra 7 times, keeping in mind those on our prayer list. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Tare tu, tare tu, re so ha. Om 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 tare tu, tare tu, re so ha. Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Hamula will lead some meditations, so we'll all meditate together, okay?
You want to introduce each other?
please, would you mind to take 1 minute to introduce yourself to each other? Yeah. So then after they will do meditation. Yeah. Every Sunday I hear, I teach mindful meditations, but I myself have no mindful at all. Samula just remind me. So we'll do meditation. Samula will lead two meditations, 9 round breathing meditations. So.
Okay, so we'll start with a 9 round breathing meditation. So I guess the important for the position, it's just to keep your back straight, and the purpose of that is just to that your back is straight, your body is straight, then the energy can go flow through your channels better that way. And that's the only reason, to keep the back straight. So the purpose of 9 round breathing is to get rid of the imbalanced, wasted energy that's stuck in our channels. We have 72 channels. Non-physical channels in our body. And the imbalanced wasted energy was caused by the mind. The mind and energy go together, the mind rides on energy. It's called the energy of the mind. So if you don't concentrate, your mind becomes imbalanced. It's full of stories and can't concentrate. It's like several small creeks that are very weak, but when they are channeled into one, it becomes very powerful. So we do this by focusing our attention on an object. And when the mind is balanced, it becomes flexible and can be turned to something positive. And we balance our mind by focusing our attention on something, like through concentration. So to begin the actual nine-round meditation, we take our left hand and we can put our middle finger on our ring finger, and then we block the left nostril. And for this meditation, we start with an inhalation. So we block our left nostril and inhale deep, slow, complete inhalation through the right nostril. And then when that inhalation is done, we block our right nostril and exhale deep, slow, completely through the left nostril. And then we do that two more times. So that would be the first, second, and third rounds. And then after we finish those, we take our right hand and we block our right nostril. And of course, again, we start with an inhalation. Inhale deep, slow, and completely through our left nostril. And then exhale deep, slow, completely through our right nostril while blocking the left nostril. And then we do that fourth, fifth, and sixth round. And for the final round, we inhale again. We start with an inhalation, deep, slow, and completely through both nostrils. And then exhale deep and slow through both nostrils again. And we do that for the seventh, eighth, and ninth rounds. Okay, so let's begin with our left hand blocking our left nostril and inhale deep, slow, and completely. And then block our right nostril and exhale deep, slow, all the way out. And then repeat. Block your left nostril. Inhale deep, slow, completely. And then exhale. Block your right nostril and exhale. And third time. And exhale. Okay, then we take our right hand and we block our right nostril and inhale deep, slow, completely. Block our left nostril, exhale. Inhale. Then both nostrils, inhale, and exhale. So that was a nine-round breathing meditation, and you can do that again, and then pause and repeat if you need to do that, if you feel that is necessary. And then, so we started with the 9-round breathing, and then the next step would be the concentration meditation or breathing meditation. You can choose as your meditation object your breath, or some kind, well, you can, a flower, something like that, or a flame of a lamp. In our tradition, we usually choose a holy image, but today we'll just do concentrate on our breath. And the purpose of the concentration meditation is to make the mind peaceful and calm. So in this meditation, we start with an exhalation. And so first we exhale, then we inhale, and that would count one. Exhale, inhale, count two. Exhale, inhale, count three through 21, and it doesn't have to be 21 if you want to do this practice at home. You could try 7 or 14, 100 if you like. But we start, unlike the previous meditation, we start with an exhalation. And if you lose your count, then you go back to one. You start all the way back to one and then just continue. And if you have any thoughts or sounds that distract you, you just bring your mind back to your breath, to focus on your breath. And if you find it difficult at first, you can just think in your mind out and in, out, in. But the purpose is try not to force your breath, but to make it natural and not have to remind yourself to say out or in. Okay? So let's see. I'll sound the bell once to begin, and then I'll sound it twice to end, once to end. So we'll try 21 exhalation and inhalations. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So, eventually, I think it will be much, much better if people rotate to lead the meditations, these two meditations. This is all, you know, learning, sharing, this is all, you know, it's not like just monks and nuns' responsibility, just responsibility of everybody. Everybody has responsibility to lead meditation, so... I greatly enjoy. Did you enjoy? Because I don't have to talk. I follow someone else's instruction. This feels great. You know, usually I'm the one who's talking. You know. So not just that, you know, so then eventually I think everybody, you know, should lead, you know, so I think that's how... benefit. Nine round breathing meditations. At the beginning, if you're having hard time recognizing your exhalation, inhalation, then you can say, "Word out, in one, out, in two." So, I think it's good to put some effort to able to count. At least 21 times, please put some effort. Once you're able to count 21 times without, I'm not going to say without zero distractions, but you know, without distractions, so then you learn, then we learn, like, how to be within, see, nanda japa, be within. So there's, you know, like, there's, like, specific instructions how to develop our concentrations. The specific instruction has been given how to improve our concentrations. So there's like nine stages, you know, what we call karma abiding meditations. So first stage is to be within, to just learn be within yourself. Be present, that's exactly what it means, nangda jokpa. No, look internal, no, look external, look internal, nangda jokpa means. Make sense? When I say be within, does it make sense? Be within means thinking something inside, not thinking something outside, no. Thinking from inside, okay, so be within, nangda jokpa. So then second stage is jinta jokpa means, then second is like continuations. So then third, you know, so then the details, the clarities, you know, if you are concentrating on, if you are placing all your attentions on some kind of object, then first you have to create the object, or like create object in the mind, you know, not necessarily outside. You look at the prayer wheels, so then you close your eyes, then here you have image of the prayer wheels, so that's why you're concentrating. So then you try to place all your attention on that. So the same here, you know, placing all your attention on physical, such as, you know, walking meditation, this whole idea of walking meditation, physical movement. So then placing all your attention on feeling, then placing all your attention on mind, that's more difficult. So, as Samula mentions, you know, traditionally, as a Buddhist, we choose holy image to concentrate. But you don't have to choose holy image, you can choose any object. So point is to concentrate, to place all your attention in the next 5 minutes on that single object. So then you can say, at the end, you can say, "Oh, my mind is in a peace. My mind in peace," how you say? At peace?
Yeah.
At peace, or my mind's calm. Yeah, after the single point of meditation, then your mind is calm and peaceful. So that's why I think climbing mountains, you know, climbing mountains, Rocky Mountains in Colorado, or climbing Mount Everest in Nepal. So, you know, you can't just space out and climb, you know, you have to concentrate. if you space out, you'll finish then. So you have really concentrated. So that's why I ask, there are a number of, people from center, they do go to Colorado to climb the mountains. I ask them why they climb the mountain. So we have mountain in my hometown, nobody climbs the mountain. Only the goat. Because they have to eat grass, so they go to the mountain and eat grass. So nobody climbs there on the mountains. We have the highest mountain in the world, but nobody climbs there. So then, maybe that we are missing something. I'm not sure we are missing something. So then people from the west, they like to climb. They come all the way to, the way I was grown. They come all the way there, then they climb mountains. I ask them, So I also talk to the people, sculptors, people who walk the stone. I talk to them too. First they say, meditation. I say, oh, that's not really meditation, That's not the meditation that I know, I'm thinking meditation is, that's how I was trained, that's how I learned. So then, meditation. So now slowly, when I think more deep, it is meditation. It is meditation. See, is what kind of meditation? This is concentration meditation. There's many different types of meditation, but walking with a stone, sculpture, you can just look around, then you are hours of work just finished right there. Because all the tools, electronic tool is not like hand. So you come, when you concentrate, you feel peace. That's what concentration is for. Samdhi chi, samdhi, just single-pointed meditations, makes your mind calm and peaceful. So they said, they told me they feel peace. They feel calm. They feel relaxed. Why? Because they concentrate. Not just concentrate, they really concentrate. It requires a lot of concentration. Climbing Mount Everest, you can't just space out, Be body there, then mind is somewhere in the flea market, not like that. So then you can climb. So this all of that, so that clearly indicates focusing. When we focus, our mind is going to be calm and peaceful. That's why we focus, So that's why all the sculptures, not only the sculptor who works now, making mandala, with the sand, all of that require focus. So there's many different ways. This is like traditional. That you concentrate, you focus on your breath in and out. This breathing meditations, 21 breathing meditations, is to develop our concentration. So it's very, very important. But we don't have to do any meditation. Nobody said you have to do. What they say, if you do meditations, it's very beneficial. It is beneficial. So it's our choice. We don't have to do meditation. When we do, so make sure that we do it well. We do it well. Otherwise, why we do? So that's my teacher, Teddy Lama Zabarami said, when you do it well, otherwise why we do? There's no reason. So then, counting your breath in and out, please put some effort, and please be mindful. Next 5 minutes or 2 minutes, be mindful. It's not like, at the same time, minds are going around the field market looking some stuff. Only your minds are going to the Whole Food looking for chocolate chip cookies. Then there's no benefit. It's not beneficial. It's not mindful. Not being mindful. You have to be mindful. Your breath out, in, mindful. So that will definitely make your mind calm and peaceful. Then you can say, I am at peace. I'm at peace. Not in peace. At peace. I'm at peace. Now you can say, I'm at peace. Yeah. So you can make a word, out in one, out in two. You are fully aware. You are fresh and fully aware. Then when the thought comes, please don't follow. Let them just pass. Don't follow. Nothing is easy. Nothing is easy. Everything is nothing is easy. So we have to put effort. No effort. With effort, we can build our body. Not just simple desire, no? When you see someone who has big, very good body, wow, that's very good. I want to be like that. And you just sit around the cushions, just think, oh, okay, maybe next year I'll be like that. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's like 1 year, 2 years, you're going to be the same. It's not going to be like that. Why? Because it requires some effort. No, no effort, no result. So, you can visualize. 100 years, you can visualize. So it's not going to be like that. No, it's effort. So, then eventually, whole idea, eventually it has to be very natural. Natural. Okay. Right now, with effort, that's okay. And eventually, it has to be very natural. Because we do breathe. It's not like we are learning how to breathe. No, we are here not learning how to breathe. We don't know how to breathe. We breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. So now, we just to be mindful. Just be mindful. Easy way to do, no? So then eventually, it has to be very natural, exact like when we breathe all the time, but we are not aware. Eventually, it has to be like that. So then you are already in the first stages. You are already in the first stages. Out of 9 stages, you are already in the first stages. No? So then you can teach how to be within, be present. That's exactly focus. Focus, focus, focus. That's all. No focus, no? So the 9-round breathing meditations, you know, is, as Samula said, you know, so to release the energy that no longer used or is been wasted, you know. How? Because our mind become uptight with something, our mind is not flexible, can be idea, can be plan, can be going somewhere else, or can be, you know, for example, like say, say the one store is having a sale. Sale? What is it? Garage sale? Garage sale? Big sale? Garage sale?
Garage sale, that's
a person's home. Oh, not a person's home. It's in the store. Is it in the REI?
Garage sale.
Huh?
Garage sale?
So Saturday is only Saturday. Only Saturday, no? Not every day, only Saturday. It's just an example, only Saturday. Oh, so in 3 o'clock, it will in 3 o'clock. It will finish 3 o'clock. Morning you have no time to go because you are waiting for your friend. No time to go. Morning is impossible because your friend is busy. So then around noon. So then you are waiting for your friends, you know. Your mind is uptight with the garage sale in REI, so whatever it is. So your mind is uptight with that garage sale, you know. So I'm not sure. Then you wait, you wait, your friend, you know, your friend is getting a little bit late, you know, so then, because his mind is not flexible. It's only uptight with that, what do you call, with that event? Uptight with that event. So now, you know, you see all the videos. All the video. Sitting there, you know, looking at times, you know, it's like almost now 1 o'clock. It's only 2 hours left. So then, then now you're a friend. So this is the being mindful. So the related to, I'm not saying to you, related to my experience. My experience, so your friend comes and, okay, I haven't had lunch, so I need to eat lunch. So she brings lunch, then she's eating lunch. All of a sudden the phone rings. Phone rings, but that's not my time. That's now 3 o'clock. It will end 3 o'clock. So no, then somebody calls. Then she's talking on the phone. Then you look, is she really eating? I want her to finish the food fast. Because then when she finishes the food, then we can go. Is she eating? At the same time, you are doing your prayer. You know, you are going back and forth, you are doing your prayers. But your mind is not uptight with the prayer. Your mind is uptight with the ARIE. Oh, yeah, what the story. You are uptight with that. looking time, looking out the window, is he eating or talking? Ah, so you see, oh, she's eating, that's good, go back, says the mother, you come back, no. Then she finished, now she's on the phone, she's talking on the phone. Oh, how long that person going to talk to her, you know. So finally the phone call finished. So now she says, oh, I want to go to the bathroom. So all, every single thing, the mind pops up, boop. That new mind pop up, like popcorn, boop. How come you have to go to the bathroom now? I don't want to go. See, that's not. So finish. Didn't get in the car. Didn't drive. All of a sudden, she took wrong turn. So the another mind popped. Oh my. See, every day is like that. So yeah. So that because you are uptight. You're uptight. We are not flexible. Right from the beginning, okay, if we can go, that's good. If we cannot go, that's not the end of the world. Maybe there'll be, I'm sure there'll be another cell. Right? And, that's just an example. So anyway, so there's like uptight with something. Could be your idea, it could be your plan. It's not good, no. Flexible. Well balanced. Oh, so it's well balanced. You know, you can do whatever you want, you're well balanced. It's not like you're just stuck. You're not stuck, you are, you know, free. You're free, you can go either way, flexible. So then energy becomes useful. So then the energy runs through the channels, it benefits your physical body. So uptight, then become mind, become imbalance. Then that very thought, energy that comes to the mind is going to become rest. So this nine round breathing method will help how to get rid of. So some of probably you've heard this 1,000 times because I've been saying this. Because here you don't have much time, you're always busy. You know, I don't think you have time to study hold this book. You know, so you have every day you have something to do. You have job, and weekend you have so many things to do. Something simple, no? Nine round breathing meditations will help. So, in the text it says like, this is a technique to eliminate or release this wasted energy. So, I think if the stress is a form of energy, negative energy, so then this meditation will help to release stress. If the stress is a form of energy that's no longer useful, so then this meditation will help. Okay? Nine round breathing meditations. So then there's another nine round breathing meditations according to Naropa Yoga. So that's, you know, something you do like this. This is different. It's called nine round breathing meditation, but it's different way of doing it. This is associated with the six Naropa Yoga. When you talk about six Naropa Yoga, so within that yoga, then nine round breathing meditation is not breathing, it's actually physical movement. That's a little bit different. So make sure that we don't get confused. Huh? So then it's important to, you know, be mindful, you know, when you breathe in and out. Please be mindful. You know, mindful. Hmm? Otherwise, you know, doing things without mindfulness, then there will be not much benefit. So, with mindful. No? So, the next meditation that I would like to introduce today, before I go out of the country. So, this meditation is like placing all your attentions on physical. Okay, physical. No? On the physical. So, this is like, there will be like 14 physical movement. You can follow 14. So, first, you know, you picture yourself, just imagine that I'm sitting like this on my lap, because you don't see my lap. My lap is hidden behind the table. So just imagine this is my lap, I'm sitting on like that. You know, just and put your hand on your lap like this, and just picture yourself. Then it's very important to be mindful, you know, to be there, to be mindful, and to be fresh, you know. So then slowly, there will be 14 movement, okay, 14 movement. And slowly, slowly, you move your right hand from your on your lap up like this, up. From like this, up. With full awareness, you know. It's not like thinking here and doing this. So there is not, there's no benefit, you know. Full awareness. Whole attention is here. Whole attention is here. With that, then turn the fast. Right hand, fast. With full attention. So then, up. Some thought might come, just let it pass. So then, put it back. You count the number, okay, you count the number, there will be 14 movement, count number. So then slowly, slowly, this hand, left hand, up. Same, up. Below, 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 below upper hand. Move up towards heart. Move out. Move it down. Put it back. Same. Move up. Move out. Move it down. Put it back. 14?
Yes.
14?
Yes, 14.
Yeah, 14. See, oh, walking meditation, no. This for walking meditation, I'm not very familiar because it's part of Zen traditions. I'm not very familiar with the Zen traditions, but doesn't matter. Long as it helps your concentrations, that's what we needed, you know. Right foot, left foot up, right foot down, and walking meditation, you know. That will help. Mindfulness. But mindfulness and single-pointed meditation, there's two different things. Single-pointed means just concentrate. Concentrate. Why? That's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. That's why you concentrate. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. You just concentrate. Being mindful means, you know, mindful is the part of the, when you do single-pointed meditation, you need mindfulness. You need mindfulness, you know. Without mindfulness, you cannot do single-pointed meditation. So. But mindfulness itself is not single-pointed meditation, it's just being aware. Just being aware around you, just being aware of, you know, your speech, being aware of your thought, being aware of your physical actions, be aware, and it gives you more has the opportunity to protect yourself. Basically, if you be mindful, it gives you the opportunity to protect yourself. Say, mind is like wound. You know, if someone touch, it hurts, right? It hurts. So we need to protect our mind like that. Same, other person's mind, same. You can't touch there, you know, because it's going to hurt, because his mind is so delicate, so sensitive, you know, so sensitive. We need to protect our mind. So being mindful will help. So that's no single point of meditation, but being mindful is like, they'll help, you know, being mindful. So, if everybody becomes calm and peaceful, the world will be a better place. What do you think? World will be a better place. Even though people are not saying any prayer, that's fine. We don't need to say prayer, because all the peace, why you say prayer? When you say prayer. But people saying prayer, will that guarantee? Not sure. No. Building more church or temple, will that guarantee? Not sure. But everybody meditate, will that guarantee? That will definitely guarantee. Oh? See, so this is like, this meditation is invented in somewhere in Thailand. Thailand? Oh, so see, it doesn't matter, even though it's not part of Tibetan Buddhism, doesn't matter, long as it helps, no? So just to be mindful. Very important, you know, very important, all of us, very important, when we do, make sure that all your attention is here. Not doing this here, there, or maybe, do I need to buy tomato today? Do I have enough onions? Then you are already shopping, or you are paying bills, or checking your email. Then it's just a waste of time. Just a waste of time. No, it's just a waste of time. Sorry to say, but it's just a waste of time. So next 5 minutes, I'll be concentrated, no? Be mindful, and see, if that makes your mind calm, then please share. You can teach other people, no? Share, no? I didn't make this up, you know, I didn't make up this meditation. So, it's already been taught, you know? It's already been taught. So then walking meditation, you know? So, explanation is backed by this book. This book is written in 8th century. This book has been written in the 8th century. In this book, it clearly said, you know, talks so much about minds. So they say, therefore, Tibetan Dangi Sem Dini, means, you know, Sem, that's the mind in Tibetan word, Sem means mind, Sem Dini, Lek Sung, Lek Bang Sung, I'm going to protect my mind. From now on, I read this book, so you explain very well the downside of not being mindful, not being concentrating. I read all of them, I understood them very clearly, so that from now on, I will protect my mind with mindfulness and introspection. Introspection, with these two tools, I will protect my mind. Tede dagi sindi mi lek sung, lek ba sung acha. You don't need a whole lot of different activity or practices if you have learned how to protect your mind. That's all you need. That's all we need. Everything's come down to mind. If the mind is happy, you are happy. If the mind is not happy, you are not happy. No matter where you live, if you live in America, if you live in like big mansion, if you live in like royal, if you live in what you call
palace, castle.
If you live in a castle, see, you are not happy. If your mind fits, you fit. If your mind don't fit, you don't fit. So in monastery, I vividly remember one time somebody giving teachings. We went there too. I went to the teachings. Everything's packed. No, so it's not like this. Everything, they touch everything. There's not enough space. I'm sitting there, so I'm worried about this. I want elder monks who's sitting right next to me. I'm a little bit worried about him. So I say, are you okay? What he told me, if your mind fits, you fit. If your mind doesn't fit, you don't fit. Then that's how you make yourself miserable, you know. That's very true. If your mind is happy, you are happy. Even though you are living in a cave, material-wise, you have nothing. You have like a couple of balls, you know, in this cave. Then you are happy. You know, like Milarepa. You know Milarepa? I call Tibetan hippie. What do you think? What do you think? He has long hair. So Milarepa is happy all the time. How is about hippie? Are they happy all the time? How is about hippie? America is the origin of hippie. Am I right? Hippie. Hippie seems like very happy, so I call them venerable hippie. So because I encountered with a hippie when I was 13 years old, back in the monastery, we do have hippie. Hippie comes into my monastery, I'm not sure why they come there. Long hair, you know, kind of like, you know, the guitar, you know, very relaxed. You know. So So we monks, little monks, we got there, you know, so then it's so relaxed, you know, playing guitar. So you don't feel anything tense, it's just everything's just relaxed. See, if your mind is happy, circumstances really doesn't matter, you know, if your mind is happy. So, we have to make our mind happy, no choice. We have to make our mind happy. Otherwise, I'm not saying hippie, but happy. We have to make our mind happy, not hippie. Happy. So if your mind is happy, so therefore, you know, it's all come down on the mind. Tamji samba dala ralesos. Tamji means all. Samba means mind. All depend on the mind. All depend on the mind. See, we need to open our heart. Same judgment. We can close our mind. We can close our heart. We need to open and look at everywhere. No? So then everything is relatives. Everybody has complications. Not just you. Everybody has complications. No? Everything's come with the complication. Everything. So I've been seeing this lately because when you look at the four noble truth, first one is the, there's a literal translation, truth of sufferings. So I look at this like truth of complications. Truth of complications. Very, very important to understand the truth of complications. What is all those complications caused by what? No? Buying a new furniture comes with a complication. Getting a pet comes with complications. For example, getting a cat. You know, when you go somewhere else, when you're visiting your friends, you know, they have like cute cat. So you say, oh, it's really cute, you know. So then when you see the cat jumping on their lap, you know, kind of cuddling.
Yeah, cuddling.
So, I want a deadness. This kind of looks very cute. No? You just see similar pictures. You don't see that come with the complications. When you get one, what do you need? First of all, you need little box. Do it smell good? Does it smell good? What do? You buy all kinds of things and try to make it smell good. It's kind of amazing. You're trying to make it smell good, something that doesn't smell good at all. You're trying to make it smell good. By all kinds of products, this bad, you know, then it doesn't work, another by another one doesn't work. So then, all the hair. You know, morning when you wake up, hair here, all the clothes, and then another toast to clean. And some of the toast doesn't work very well, you know. So then cutting a nail. You don't see that, you know, you don't see they're cleaning the hair, they're cutting nails. Everything's coming to complicate everything. Why is that? Am I doing something wrong because of that? No. This is nature of existence. You know, that's what it is. You know, it's not that it's something you are doing wrong. This is like samsara. This is what is called samsara. You please look up the word in Buddhism. It's called samsara. What is samsara? It's our existence. It's not perfect. There's no perfection. Here's no perfection. There's no perfections. So we talk about perfection. Here, one can become perfect, but here's no perfection. Everybody has no complications. So, then based on that complication, then there's the ground to develop compassion towards all the, all, you know, we look good, we dress well, we take shower, we smell good. Doesn't mean we are free from complication. We all have complications. Every day, complication with this, complication with that. If you just understand, this is the nature of our existence, much better. So many unrealistic expectations with reduce. This is good as it can get in this complicated existence. You are healthy, you can see, you can smell, you can look, you can move around, you know, you can hear. Do we get any joy? Do we get any joy to see? No. You know, somewhere, whole family, they're working so hard, they're praying day and night, investing so much money just to see. Just to see. When that person able to see, people could miracle or maybe not. Everybody's so happy. Why? Because that person is not able to see. For us, nothing is not important. See? Gratitude, practice of gratitude, no, practice of gratitude. Practice of gratitude, because chokshe is very, very important. So here, you know, when you look outside, all the trees, I didn't notice. I've been here 16 years. Not even one time, being here 16 years, even not just one time. So 3 months ago, one of the students, Tibetan students, father, came for his graduation from Tibet. When he came into Raleigh, he said, "Wow, looks like those trees, somebody just washed them." Last 16 years, I never saw that at all. For him, he was so amazed. Looking at the tree, they say, "Somebody just washed them." Yeah, when I look, yeah, it's true. Looks like somebody just washed them. And some people say, "Oh, sky is so clear." You know, chokshe dechung, chokshe dechung. Less may not relevant for America to say something like this. Less desire, more contentment. Life become easier. More desire, life become more complicated. Less desire, life become simpler. See, dechung, few desires. See, if you are thinking, "Oh, I want," has the kalde devakun to kalde devakun to, if you want all the happiness, if you are thinking, "I want all the happiness," what we need to do? We need to eliminate all the desires. That's not easy. What do you think? I'm just repeating. This one Kadam Master said, "Kalde devakun to na devatanje yomas." Do you think if you eliminate all desire, you will be happy all the time? What do you think? They choose, you know, few desires. But you know, here, everything is about desire. Get more, get bigger, you know, get more. Every year, new product, or get this, get that, you'll be happy. No. If that's true, American people should be happy all the time. On this planet, American people should be happy all the time, but that's not the case. Right? I have experience, you have experience. I live here 16 years. You have probably, a lot of you are born here. All of you are born here. You have experience. So, bottom line, you know, easier life. With this, all this complication that comes with the package. You know, it's nothing that you are doing something wrong. It comes with the package. If you don't want that package to be like that, then you have to liberate yourself. You have to liberate. So that means you have to stop all the disturbing thoughts. Whenever it arises, you have to stop them and eliminate them and root out them from your mental continuum. You will be free. Then you can enjoy everlasting vacations, not just vacation here, there, you know. So then you are free. That's called nirvana, called moksha or liberation. Because there is everything from. Here, everything is coming to complications. So dealing with that, what is helpful? Few desires, more contentment, no, think, "Oh, nice, no, health, pretty healthy, can see, can hear, can move, oh, pretty good, no, pretty good." Wake up with some kind of gratitude, no, oh, hot heat, oh, compared to Delhi, New Delhi, they are like 125, here 97, no. When you have air conditions. And there, on that heat, people are driving tricycle, to make money. Can you imagine that? Can you complain now about your life when you think about something like that? It's all relative, you know. Somewhere in the Uzbekistan, there's not enough job, but they have cotton picking job. Hard to get. If you get one, you walk all day long in the field. How much money you make? $4. all day. Then you have to take all your family to feed, keep to send to school, $4 a day. Can you imagine that? Talking about stress, talking about dissatisfactions. Can you imagine that? No? If there's a will, there's a way. Huh? So see, then what I saw also last week, I'm going to stop soon. Yeah. Somewhere in Indonesia, there's one artist, from the high school artist. He has no money to buy brush and colors. What he does, he uses coil, mosquito coil. He burns them. It's cheap, much cheaper, because there's many of them. In one pack of 50 cents, something like that, he is able to buy. And he burns them, he paints. All this, you know, life story about the country, people from countryside of Indonesia, paint. They display, wow, that painting just looks amazing. Black and white, there's no color because he's using the coil. And he burned the coil, and that's how he paint. All the details, you know, so like, wow. Like, if we really want something, we can do. You know, we can do. That's like just a piece of coil, and you burn them, and you blow them, and you everything, people, the house, fruit, the vegetables, then the vegetable market, they are seeing all kinds of vegetables. It's not just one picture. There's many, many. Each one of them looks so beautiful. It's all black and white. Who did he? Well, because he has will not to paint. Even though he has no means to, though he has no resource, but he comes with something. So now it's quite amazing. And not just that, then somewhere in this country, so old man, or quite old man. He's painting. So whenever I see this kind of stories, it kind of inspires me, you know. You can do. How he paint? He just used this tabwriter, not the computer one old one. The keyboard has letters. There's no painting, there's no image. He used keyboard. Somehow he learned. This old man, he's not able to move well, you know, because he's kind of... With the keyboard, he created this whole art of people, houses. How in the world you can do that? With patience, with effort, with will. Yeah, even the typewriter, that is meant to write a letter, not to paint. Amazing. So we as a people, if we have will, we can do. So, that's all. So try all your best, all our best. I'm trying all my best. Just try all your best. Never give up. Think about those stories. No, you can do. Okay? Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
If you turn to page 246.
Yeah, just last one thing.
Oh, sorry.
So last Sunday, I invited for you to join me lunch for the new Tibetan restaurants. So I'd like to share the little stories there. So they are brand new Tibetan restaurants owned by a Tibetan family. So I took this, probably 21 people came. So we waited, almost 2 hours. So if some of you are there, so I'm sorry, because no, they are not, no, there were only 2 people in the kitchens. So, and I am inviting you again. Today, if you want to join, so I'm more than happy to pay for your lunch, and you are also welcome to pay your own lunch. So you know, here people do like to support family-run business. So this is very family-run business. So if you want to know, support them, please join. Okay, thank you.
So let's read the dedication on page 246 in the Gold Book. May all beings everywhere free by suffering the body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, may evil or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toils be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the misery of the world. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Enjoy your weekend now.